Unfortunately, I don't know whether they got a call from Jack Bauer or some other thing happened, but probably the Holy Spirit. You can tell what I've been doing lately. Probably the Holy Spirit revealed this to them, just like He has all throughout the book of Acts revealed those things to God's apostles. And they found out about it, and so what did they do? They fled. They left town. Praise God. This time, now initially, they were very persistent in that city. You know, there was some resistance, there was some opposition, and check it out. At first, when the Jews opposed them, it says, therefore, because they were opposing them, therefore they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to His word, granting signs and wonders. So at first they didn't go anywhere. The people just, you know, resisted them, rose up against them, and they said, well, let's talk about that. And they began to speak boldly, and God even bore witness to say, hey, this is the word of truth, because He began doing signs and wonders. People were getting healed of different things. And it was amazing what God was doing. But all of a sudden, when they found out, hey, these guys are scheming to take our heads off our shoulders, they decided that it was okay to leave town, that they were going to leave and go on to some other region. So this time, instead of simply rejection, there's actual violent threats. And you know what? Sometimes the greater the move of God, the greater the resistance. If you counter a little bit of resistance, that's encouraging. That means God must be up to something. But when you run up against the wall of resistance and it's satanically inspired, man, rejoice, because God must be up to something big. The greater the move of God, oftentimes the greater the resistance. And here they're not simply rejecting. Here they're making plans to abuse and stone them. And so they fled. They got out of Dodge. They got out of Iconium. Gene. Flee to another. How about that? You know, I was just going to ask the question, is that legitimate? Should we, if we find out that they're going to, you know, someone is plotting to take our head off because of the gospel, is it legitimate to simply move on and go somewhere else? What do you think, Gene? I'd say that's a yes. I'll count that as a positive note. Must be a yes, that's right. If Jesus said so, it's got to be a yes. Amen. There's nothing shameful in that. That's not being ashamed of the gospel or the words of Christ. That's simply using common sense. And they didn't, you know, and also, they didn't stop preaching. They didn't get discouraged and say, well, we'll have to flee here. We might as well just flee home. Let's go back to, you know, where we started. In verse 7, it says they went to Iconium, or the next place, and it says, and they were preaching the gospel there. So they continued on. They persisted against resistance. Gene, you had your hand up again.
My brother used to have a favorite saying.
Uh-huh.
He fights, runs away, lives to fight another day.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. That's persistence. When somebody threatens you and you move on to a safer place, but you continue preaching the gospel, that's persistence. That's not, you know, that's not caving in. That's just being smart. You don't have to be a senseless martyr. I mean, there's times when it's out of your control, but you don't have to go just, you know, prove a point. Well, I'll just let them kill me to prove a point to show that, you know, I'm a man of God. Use your head a little bit. That's why God gave us reason and ration. So far we've seen, number one, if you're flat out rejected, it's okay to simply move on. And number two, if you're threatened with violence, you may have to move to a safer place. That's okay too. And yet, you can still persist against resistance. Let's see the third city. This is a place called Lystra. And this is where it gets really weird. Man. I've never encountered this, but verse 14:8. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. He had never walked. And this man heard Paul speaking. And Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leaped and walked. Now when the people saw what Paul had done, they raised their voices, saying in the Lyconian language, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." And Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Zeus, whose temple was in front of their city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, intending to sacrifice with the multitudes. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard this, they tore their clothes and ran in among the multitude, crying out and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men with the same nature as you. And we preach to you that you should turn away from these useless things to the living God who made heaven, the earth, and the sea, and all the things that are in them, who in bygone generations allowed all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness in that he did good, giving us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." And with these sayings, they could scarcely restrain the multitudes from sacrificing to them. I don't know, you guys any encountered that? You know, going out to the 4-H park during the fair, county fair, start giving out gospel tracts, and somebody brings a cow from one of the stalls, just wants to sacrifice it on the spot, starts bowing down. "I'm not worthy," you know, calling you Zeus or something.
That's the food court, John.
Okay, wow. Personally, you know, I haven't run into that. Oh, man. But, you know, once again, here's a situation where things start off appearing to go pretty well. I mean, you know, God starts off with an amazing miracle of a man who had never walked in his entire life. And the Holy Ghost falls on him and not only heals his legs, he leaps up and begins walking around. And the multitudes are stunned by that. It rocks their world. And if that isn't good enough, if that's not terrific enough, I guess you could say they became quite popular among the people. I would say that, you know, it looks like here that the people kind of like them. You know, I guess if someone's willing to sacrifice oxen to you, it's a sign of goodwill. Even if it's a little out of hand, maybe a little to the extreme. But things start off relatively well. A little strange, but relatively well. Praise God. In fact, I don't think you could ask for things to go better. And so what do you think happens next? They built a church and lived happily ever after. Something tells me that's not what happened exactly. What happens next? Well, verse 19. Resistance. Then Jews from Antioch and Iconium. Where is that? Where they just came from. They followed them, stalking them. Man, they came down the road and were stalking the guys. Then Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. I call that resistance. When people begin throwing big rocks at you to the point where they knock you out cold and you're laying there covered in blood, laying in the dust, and they drag your limp, lifeless body out the gates and leave you for dead in the dust, I call that resistance. Praise God. So it's escalated. Started out in Antioch, they had some rejection. They went on to Iconium, and it escalated to threats of violence. They were sort of in danger, but nothing actually happened. Now they're here in Lystra, and it has escalated to actual physical violence. They stone the man, drag him out the gates, and leave him in the dirt for dead. presumed dead. But I love what it says in Acts 14, 19. However, when the disciples gathered around him, he rose up. And went into the city. Dude! The Apostle Paul had more faith stored up in his little pinky than I have in my entire body. They stone him, drag him out, leave him for dead. God raises him up, and he goes back into the city. I would say that's persistence, man. Good night. Praise God.